following podcast may contain spoilers, strong language, graphic violence, and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised. Groovy.
Four guys and a movie. Four guys and a movie. Don't I, Brian Robert, you're reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello, everyone. It is 4 a.m. once again, and that means it's time for the 4 a.m. podcast, where me and my friends watch movies from our past and see how they hold up to our older, more cynical selves. I am your deadite, as always, Tony. Joined with me is...
Brian.
Your what?
Deadite.
And Joe.
Care to say your name now?
Nope.
Okay. In case you missed that, deadites are the name of the monster-y possessed people.
Of course they are.
Whatever. So kiss your nerves goodbye. It's too terrifying, too frightening, and too much. The horror.
Too much is correct.
Yeah, it is too much.
The comedy horror of the decade. We did Evil Dead from 1987. Directed by Sam Raimi, who's done a few little things here and there, like, you know, Evil Dead, Darkman, Spider-Man, or
Hercules,
Army of Darkness.
Hercules. Army of Darkness, Drag
Sequest
Me to Hell.
Sequest DSV.
Oh, shit! Pulling out the big stuff.
Actually, I don't think he directed that, but...
What the hell?
And coddling his younger brother for decades.
Sort of. We'll get into that in a moment. So yeah, Evil Dead 2. What is your personal history with this, Brian?
I remember watching this a lot when it always on TV, like USA. USA played everything. Like they just played everything.
That's a go-to back then.
We just watched USA all day, but I watched it a lot. But because it was on TV, a lot of stuff was cut out. But I do remember enjoying being kind of scared, but not really. You know, so I think I was 7 when this came out. So it was like 9 when it was on TV. And I enjoyed it, so I still do. Sorry, spoiler.
Can't even really imagine a TV edited version of this. It'd be like 20 minutes long.
Pretty much, like a whole bunch of commercials and stuff.
All right, Rob.
I'm pretty sure I saw this like on a bootleg VHS, probably when I was 10. I don't really remember it.
Okay, Joe.
This trilogy has the unique status with me of, I think, the only trilogy where I've ever seen the third one first, then the second one, then the first one. Because I remember finding out about this movie through Army of Darkness. And then I was like, that's the third one in a trilogy? So then I had seen Evil Dead 2 after that, I think when I was in college. And then I saw the first Evil Dead only a few years ago.
Okay. Yeah, I grew up on these movies, basically. Like, I own personal copies of them. I have a little Army of Darkness Ash tall doll sitting on my shelf somewhere.
Real
tall
doll?
Those are some ambitious plans you have there, Brian.
I'm fat. Leave me alone.
We're already getting interrupted by Fat Chad.
Listen, one of them's made of oatmeal. Yeah. That's healthy. Fat
Diabetes Chad. Is Kung Fu is strong today. He's got all kinds of snacks.
He does. His shell is...
Before we get into the history, do you want to tell us what horrible things you're doing to your body there, Brian?
Living. Oh, sorry. I got the peanut butter sandwich cookie. I got the fudge round sandwich cookie. And I got an oatmeal cookie. I'm about to make them into
a Frankenstein's monster.
Club sandwich, yeah, with no bacon.
Yeah, guys, sorry about the oatmeal cookies. They didn't have any fudge rounds or peanut butter cookies.
I grew up on these. My dad, every week, would make sure he had a box of these in the house.
That's about the only kind of oatmeal kind of cookie that I like. I dug deep into Diabetes' bowels and still found a Valentine heart.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Living on the wild side, huh? Yeah. All right, so to get into the brief history of this movie here. Some ideas for Evil Dead were kicking around shortly after making the original movie, for the sequel, including having Ash go back into, you know, the medieval times and dealing with all that, which we ultimately got in the third movie. But unfortunately, the budget wouldn't help wouldn't make it possible to do it for this one. There was also an idea of some escaped convicts attacking him at the cabin and holding him hostage there because they were searching for a buried treasure.
Why not?
You look like you got something to say, Ralph.
Margarita hasn't hit yet.
All right.
I mean, it's Goonies, so whatever.
That's true.
It was Goonies, yeah.
But as I said, really wanted to produce this movie. They Original Sam Raimi was Dino De Laurentiis.
Oh, Laurentiis.
Oh, Dino Laurentiis.
He did Red Sonja.
And the Transformers films.
Yep.
Oh, were?
Mm-hmm. Oh, goody. He ultimately produced this movie because he was talking to Sam. Funnily enough, he was talking to Sam Raimi about doing a version of Thinner, written by Steven Spielberg. He turned that down and pitched him Evil Dead 2 instead. Stephen King then said that he was a big fan of the original movie, and, you know, he had a thing with Dino where they were making a bunch of his movies at the time, including Maximum Overdrive. And he,
that's
you
the
know,
one with the truck, with the,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Green Goblin face.
Yeah. Yeah.
For no so he reason. Pushed him into, you know, really producing this movie.
Well, I mean, it only probably cost Dino De Laurentiis like $100 or
yeah,
not much.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Sorry, I forgot where I was. Even though this movie is often considered a remake, it is actually intended to be a sequel. And as I discussed to you guys while watching this, the beginning half of that is pretty much just the same thing as what happened in the first movie, because they did not have rights to the first movie anymore, so they couldn't do a recap. So they just kind of refilmed it, which is it's a little odd, but I think it ultimately worked well enough anyway, because this movie is just crazy.
Oh, it is.
Also, if you noticed in the scene with the mother coming out, Ted Raimi in that lovely latex suit, he was sweating like a motherfucker, and they had to take like liters of sweat out of that suit constantly. And in one scene, you can actually see when he turns his head, there's just a gout of water coming out of the ear. That is totally his sweat.
Wow.
So he's giving Ted Raimi parts, not always treating him well.
Well, that's why, you know, his mom always called him Sweaty Teddy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, anyone want to guess at the budget this movie had to make it?
How much does it cost to walk into a Halloween store and go, give me one of everything?
We'll find out in a moment.
Now, there was a lot of fake blood. Well, I mean, it wasn't good quality fake blood. I guess, a lot of red water.
Yeah, how much?
And cornstarch.
And cornstarch. Yeah,
a little bit of cornstarch.
Let's not forget some puppetry and some stop motion animation.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, there was like a fire truck full of fake blood.
So let's try and break it down. Probably 20 boxes of cornstarch in 1987. Gonna say $50.
I don't know.
Roundabouts. Sure. Let's go with $50. And 35,000 packets of red Kool-Aid. So those in 1987 would be about $5. So I'm going to go with $100 round.
$300,000 and 230 racks.
Hmm.
Is that $300,000?
Yeah, and 230 racks.
I'm going to say $450,000. And no sass on the end of that answer.
It's a little over $3 million.
Wow.
It does not look like it.
That'll go up Raimi's nose or what?
I don't know.
Well, there was a lot of fake blood.
Oh, actually, yeah. One part I wanted to add to the history. Not to spoil the end for all of you, but the giant face we see in the doorway, they could not take that back from the cabin they were filming at, and I believe it was North Carolina, so they had to leave it and come back for it. When they came back, it was gone.
Yes, of course.
No one knew where it was for several years until finally they realized a local area had a haunted house where they'd been using it since the movie wrapped.
So like the main demon at the end?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Win for whoever the hell had that haunted house.
I guess.
What is this? Oh, shit.
I gotta say, Brian, that cookie's looking pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I'm getting the meat sweats just by just looking at it.
I mean, I don't think I'd be capable of getting that in my mouth, but it looks good.
Oh, man.
Like, my eyes are sweating. Like, just looking at it.
All right. But anyone want to guess how much this movie made?
Like, in the theater?
$12 million.
I'm going to go with $6
million. $3
million. Wow.
Rob nailed it right on the head. Mm. Technically, it was like $590 something, but yeah, six. Okay. Rounded off. So yeah, it was moderate success.
Yeah, that's a 2-for-1.
Yeah, again.
I can't imagine this movie was advertised.
Not well. Much like the first movie, this became more of a cult classic afterwards. So let's dive into it, shall we? Let's start with what did that money go to, Joe? Who was in this?
Bruce Campbell. I don't know if he cost anything.
I don't think so. They're best friends.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he got paid well because they're best friends, but he probably didn't cost a lot at the time.
You got Sarah Berry as Annie Nauby.
Which one was she?
That the first girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
No,
that was the
one in the yellow
smart
with the shorts.
One later.
Oh, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. I came back with the book parts.
You got Dan Hicks as Jake. Cassie Wesley DePavia as Bobby Joe, and Ted Raimi as Possessed Henrietta.
Great.
Who doesn't love some Possessed Henrietta?
Sounds so terrible. Let's look up on Urban Dictionary, Possessed Henrietta.
Yeah, it sounds like a dirty move.
All right. So, this movie, we start out, we get a little narration. Try and get us into the film here, talking about the Necronomicon.
Darkest episode of Gumby I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's an evil book.
It is like a beheaded, dried Gumby.
Yeah, well, this whole movie is like a beheaded, dried Gumby.
Yeah, we get, as I think we brought up before, it's kind of like when you walk into the Halloween tree to Nightmare Before Christmas. You're just a lot of swirls with skulls flying at you and weird shit like that. Probably a black cat in there somewhere.
I guess this was written when the seas were blood.
Yeah, oh yes.
So that was a time.
I think Vigo the Carpathian wrote the Necronomicon.
I was going to say. He just dipped his pen into his throne of blood and started writing.
How does one sit on a throne of blood?
I have been wondering about that.
Is it like a jacuzzi?
20-something years now, Joe.
Is it frozen?
Does he have a desk of blood to go with it? Mm. I don't know. What's this toilet made out of?
Well, it's, you know, toilet, throne, it's the same thing. It was just a toilet full of blood.
It's just full of blood?
He had serious digestive problems.
My anus is bleeding!
You could die from that.
He did, apparently. Got trapped into that painting somehow.
For the love of God, my anus is bleeding!
So clearly no one wants to talk about this movie.
I want to talk about this movie.
What are you talking about? Somebody, a bunch of people scream a bunch of nonsense. Then something ridiculous happens and the camera spins around for a few minutes. And then you see a puppet.
What the end? Rinse and repeat dozens of times.
Yeah, pretty much.
Halfway through, introduce new cast members.
Yeah.
What more could you ask for?
Yeah. Okay, all right. So we start this shit off. You got Ash and I didn't even know her name at this point, but I guess it's Linda.
Let's call her Pikachu.
They're going on in Pikachu.
Ash and Pikachu.
Going on vacation to a cabin in the mountains.
To consummate.
Mistake number
love.
One.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, also, are we led to believe that they don't know whose cabin this is?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they're just going to a cabin.
They're just trespassing.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah. That's what he says.
That's fucking weird. All right, mm-hmm. Continue.
Got to, you know, pass over that spooky-ass bridge.
Mm-hmm. Mistake number two. Yeah. The minute you come to a bridge like that, fuck it. I'm not going over this bridge.
Why would you go to the grossest-looking cabin ever?
Yeah. Why is that cabin over here? Like, they built that bridge just to go to that one cabin.
This is like every terrible indie horror game you can get for free online. It's like, hey, you're in a cabin for some reason. It's gross. Why am I there? I don't know. You're there.
That's where you went. Yeah, how they even find this place? We don't know. Whatever.
We don't
Again,
have to know.
This is supposed to be a recap of the first one, so if you're going with that logic, there's more to it than that, but whatever.
Yeah, but if you're like me and either haven't seen or don't remember the first movie, this is all you're going on.
Well, for the intent of this podcast, we have to go to the confines of this particular movie.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Doesn't matter either way.
Yeah. The point is, they get to the gross cabin.
Yep.
She decides she's going to get undressed. He decides he's going to raise the dead.
Plays the piano first, then raises the dead.
Right.
He gets to get in the mood by playing the piano. It works.
Yep.
Then, like, all right. So they find a old school tape recorder, like a reel-to-reel tape recorder thing. And she's like, go ahead and play it. Yeah. And it's like, we found this evil damn book sitting right next to it.
Yep.
And it's like, we found this evil book, and I've been researching and studying it. Let me read what I've translated out loud. So while you open the book, and he does it, and all of a sudden demons start showing the fuck up. Like, what do you think was going to happen, motherfucker? Like, why'd you even bother? Like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
I mean, like, legit, like... Rule number one,
go on.
Deal with any supernatural shit, right? Just rule number one, when you find a book of spells, don't read it out loud. Like, that's the first thing. Like, I mean, don't read anywhere. If you do, say a word, then say some other shit, then say another word, and say some other shit. You know, don't read the words in a row out loud. Like, it's just the dumbest thing in the...
Actually, any sort of, you know, supernatural thing like that, you generally don't try not to read until you have to. Like, until the way forward is blocked. Just don't read.
In the movie's defense, he was a middle-aged white male.
Yep.
And they traditionally can do whatever the hell they want with it, with history, with...
True story.
I mean...
Yeah, but I mean, don't.
He just reads it out loud. It's like, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
But he did know he couldn't do that.
Wait, and then, so, spoiler alert, fast forward towards the end, the heat playing the recording goes, yeah, I probably shouldn't have read it out loud on this recording. Like, he says it in the recording.
And then he leaves the recording there.
Yeah, that's the part that gets me more.
He
probably died.
Yeah, he probably died.
Well, no, but like at the point where you're like, I shouldn't have recorded that. Don't get rid of it.
Actually, no, he didn't die. Because...
Record a thing over it that says, hey, anyone that finds this book, burn it. Yeah. Get out of here. Run as far as you can.
Well, that's the thing, because after that, he continues on to say like that his wife turned into a monster and he had to kill her.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I think
he records more shit. Right?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. He didn't die, obviously. He could have gotten rid of it.
I think the implication is he had died at some point. Like, whatever is floating around out there eventually got him.
Just record over it with a Rickroll.
Well, yes. No, but what I'm saying is, like, as soon as you're like, I probably shouldn't have read that out loud, time to stop the tape.
It was toward the end where they're playing it again.
Yeah. Okay. Because I like could barely make out anything anyone was saying.
At this point, the guy didn't know the volume was going forth evil spirits.
Yeah. Again, this is why the people... I mean, I get if you're not superstitious, you don't believe this shit is actually real, fine. But don't fuck with it. Just like, if I was him and I started listening to that and he started reading out loud, I'd be like, shut that off. Done. All right, let's just close this up.
I would take it to a cabin in the middle of nowhere.
That too.
Reading it.
Can I just throw in, this is also the more annoying part I had with the remake that came out not that long ago, mm-hmm. where the guy finds it and it's like wrapped in barbed wire and shit and he cuts it all off to open this book. I'm like, you're an asshole. Yeah. Like, you deserve this.
All right, so now we get the first of like about 100 shots in this movie where a guy with a Steadicam just runs at the house and then they play it in fast motion.
Like, that's the benefit of the horror genre is because you can like do things that are creepy. For no money. Like,
yeah.
It's so cheap to make. Like, that's why there's so many different kinds, so many shitty horror movies, because it's so cheap to make.
But, like, everything about this movie is so campy that it's not creepy.
The first one or two are kind of creepy, I would say.
They have some creepy moments.
Yeah, it's until Bruce Campbell starts making Bruce Campbell face. Mm-hmm. Which, so he makes Bruce, which is pretty quickly, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes the first Bruce Campbell face, yet. And you're like, okay, I see what this is.
Yeah. Well, again, this one was billed more as a comedy, so that stuff's totally intentional.
Yeah. So it grabs Linda, it crashes through her window, and yeah, she's gone.
Yep.
He goes out in the woods to look for
her. Mistake number two. Sorry. Something crashed my window and snatched you out. You're just dead. I'm sorry. Like, well,
ladies, you never go out in the woods with Brian.
You can go.
I won't be there. Like,
you
can take you
out there in the first place.
You can go out in the woods, but only out to your car and drive away.
Yeah.
If she's on the way, maybe you help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just gives him the good old jump scare, jumps out with her creepy Spencer's mask face.
Yeah.
She had vampire teeth in. And some cornstarch blood around her mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a grabber jaw. She's a fright zone. She's trying to nab at him.
And how does he handle this situation?
Grabs a shovel and cuts her head off.
Yeah. No, just off.
One swipe. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
one hell of a shovel.
Not a baby. Not baby, is that you? Yeah. Not my girl. You took my nope, head off.
Yeah. I don't think Shovel Knight swings a shovel. No.
You mostly take him two swipes.
My favorite part. This probably is what one of the whole movie. Cuts her head off. Immediately, he's like, all right, you're buried, and I'm out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I told you not to get your period. Yeah.
Well, he was like, I'm done. Like, he buried her and fucking left.
That's what you gotta do.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong, he buries the body and just leaves the head somewhere, right?
I don't know. I think he throws that in there, too.
Yeah,
did he? Okay.
He made a cross.
He did make a cross.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's like, fuck this. I'm getting out of here. But he goes, he finds the bridge is all fucked up. He can't get out.
Well, this is when he,
skip.
Well, before then, he gets hit by the spirit or something, and he goes, like, flipping through the woods and spinning around. And
yeah, we get the opening, the Pee-wee's Playhouse. Yeah. And you're just flying in through wherever.
Slammed against a tree.
Yeah.
Max Headroom's origin story.
He's temporarily possessed, so he's looking all demonic. And then the sunlight hits him. This is where we get Bruce Campbell face.
Oh, that's
yeah. Yeah.
He just... cartoon character hitting the nuts. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what he's doing here.
I will give the makeup people props because his makeup for mm-hmm. his, like, zombie self for the in the scene, like, that'd be a dope-ass Halloween costume. You saw something like that. Like, it wasn't high-end movie quality, but it was, like, a good-ass good-ass costume.
Yeah.
Like, a good-ass costume.
Well, that's like, all of the prosthetics. And
yeah, that's what you're dealing movie. With here. So, yeah.
Big rubber teeth.
Yeah, it's a good-ass costume. Like, you win, like a free tab that at the bar. Yeah. Like, that's
it's like, you know, when the monsters show up, it's like, that's some good claymation, but it's not movie quality.
Well, it was about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
67? That would have been more than acceptable.
87 30 years ago.
67, it would have been pretty good.
No, I mean...
for the budget, it's
in
acceptable.
87 when this was made, this was acceptable 20 years prior.
For the budget, it was acceptable, but I mean, 1982, we had the thing. Like, it's not much of a contest.
Oh,
When did Beetlejuice...
Was that 86 or 87?
I think 86. Oh, I totally understand.
But those movies had way more budget.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
King Kong.
Yeah.
1932 or something.
So, well, this is when he's like, when he looks back at the house and the house just has a whole face over it and he's like, join us.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck that, I am out.
Yeah.
Like, one thing about this movie, later. To set mood, they do a lot of silence and camera movement.
Yep.
And like, it always goes like, a minute too long. You know what I mean? Like,
what I like though is there's like a lot of times there's a jump scare in it, but not always. So like that long 360 shot in this scene where he's just looking around, it goes on for a while. You're like, when is something gonna jump out? And then nothing does.
Nothing does. Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell?
Well, but it's good. I like how it plays with you like that.
Yeah, sets it up so later when there is a jump scare, it's more effective.
Yeah,
I guess. But that's the problem. There's not really jump scares in me because the whole movie is just like a Ritalin nightmare. It's just constant noise and movement.
Oh, the one where Linda jumped out legitimately got me. The one we already talked about where Linda jumped out, hopping around like a fright zone.
Mm.
But then after that, I don't think any of the other ones got me for the movie.
Like a vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he sees the bridge, he's just...
He hops in his car and is like, fuck you, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out of this bitch. But the bridge has just completely unraveled and pulled itself upward. And just there's nothing left of this.
Which
there's
is no funny because like, I remember when they first drove over the bridge, I'm like, that's a lot of time spent on this bridge. Mm-hmm. Like the camera spent a lot of time like showing you the bridge, like showing that this is important. Pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. It's claymation, so it's a prop.
Claymation's not a real bridge.
It's only a model. This is when Bruce Campbell gets possessed by the wandering Nick Cage spirit and just like overacts with a no. He sees the bridge.
Yes.
I mean, in all fairness, this is 87.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick Cage may have been copying Bruce Campbell.
The point is, this is a real Tommy Wiseau, you're tearing me apart performance we're getting out of him right now.
I think acting like this isn't something you aspire to. It's somewhere you end up.
You either got it or you don't.
Yeah.
But like, to his credit, though, because Sam Raimi is one of his best friends.
Yeah.
It made a whole career for him.
Yeah.
No one can kick their own ass like Bruce Campbell. He's the master at that.
And I can guarantee there were like 3 or 4 takes of this where Sam Raimi's like, that was good, but bigger.
I need more.
Yeah. More. I think at that point, Bruce Campbell just legitimately wanted to go home. It's just like,
probably.
No.
It's like, Bruce. Have you seen your chin? I want that in this performance.
Bring it to Zadar levels.
At this point, we know that like sunlight banishes the evil spirits. So the sun's just like, fuck you, I'm out.
Legit, I'm gone.
Like hours later. Go by. It's like a modern vampire sex scene.
Yeah. See ya. Bruce now finds himself trapped in this cabin because it's dark and it's scary out.
That's what he drives back and crashes through his windshield.
All right.
Which probably should have killed him there.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the intent.
Mm. Oh, we get more of that like camera following him eerily.
I love this one though, because it chases him around the house for like a good minute. And he actually like pulls off a hide roll. And like the spirit's just like, where
did he go?
Wait, what?
And it leaves.
It's like, I know this house better than you somehow. Fucking, there's a settler.
If this was a D&D campaign,
yeah,
it would be a whole lot of like 20s and a whole lot of 1s. The whole movie. The whole movie.
a bit like this podcast.
Yep. So now he's chilling in the cabin when all of a sudden he's looking outside and he sees that Linda just kind of gets back up again. So let's do a little dancing.
Well, yeah, whatever's left of her, I guess.
Well, she wanted to cheer him up. He was trying really hard to cry about her.
Yeah.
It wasn't really working.
No. I think he was just crying because he couldn't get out. I think that's all.
From what we see later, that's almost certainly what it is. But... so her corpse gets up, it's doing a little, doing a little show for him. It's rolling the head around like it was a hat. It's
Having a grand old time. As bad as this effect looks, it actually is kind of creepy because how out of place it is. Because it's clearly not there.
Right.
Yeah.
But like something about its unnaturalness.
Because you're thinking, somebody made that. Somebody sculpted boobs on it. That's gross.
I mean, there's Japan, so someone's made any of these things.
I'm aware of this, and I have the same reaction to that, too. Somebody sat there and drew this.
Yeah, but
probably
again,
a child.
This again has that feel of like, yeah, it's very out of place, it's very unnatural, and it's got a very creepy vibe to it, but it's not like horrifying, it's not so unsightly you can't look at it or anything. So this is why I kind of always liked it.
You can't spell horror without HO scale.
So
she reaches through the window and bashes his head on it a few times.
Yep. She's now just starts attacking him. He starts fighting back against her. I think this is her head gets in through the window.
No, this is when he,
where are we?
Which we call it. This is when he wakes up. Turns out it was a dream. And he's like, oh, okay, that's fine. And then Linda's head's in his lap and bites his hand.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
And we just go through this whole series of scenes where he's just running around the cabin, just swinging this freaking mannequin.
Yeah,
I like how slamming it into something doesn't seem to do anything, but he does it like 10 times.
And at this point, I was just like, Mr. Simpson, are you holding on to the candy bar?
Yeah, so just to clarify, where I know you have a thing when people fight super fake animals. Mm-hmm. Where does this fall on that scale?
This doesn't count. This was like an inanimate, just dummy.
Well, no, I will say it did seem to shake on its own.
What are you basing this on?
Because there were points where, like, he would be holding his hand out straight, and it was just kind of, like, jittering around. Well, it was probably just, like, put a mouse in there, or God knows what.
Well, that makes me feel worse. It was probably, like, a hamster ball in there.
Yeah.
Live animal.
No, I'm sure it was a live ball. Animal, but, yeah, it was like a bumble ball. So he goes out to the shed.
Yep.
He throws his head in a vise. And he goes looking for the chainsaw, his trusty chainsaw.
You should know, like, getting a chainsaw that early in the game, that's, like, that's a no-no. Like
I do like
how... You have to do something to work for it.
There was, like, a little outline of a chainsaw. And then he says, my chainsaw. He's
just so out of place. Did he use a chainsaw in the first movie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So he just the parts of it.
And then, surprise, the body comes running in with a chainsaw.
You're looking for this? Also, fun side note, there is a Freddy Krueger type glove hanging from the top of this shack when he goes in there.
I think you did.
Did I?
I'm thinking Freddy Krueger.
You don't want to run to him. He'll haunt your nightmares.
Oh, God. He's playing songs to lure children into his van.
He's got Linda's head in a vise. There are bodies running around with a chainsaw.
Well, the body's coming at him with his chainsaw, so he's clearly just like, you don't have a head, smack, and knocks it up, this chainsaw up into the body itself, and it just starts going down its neck and into its chest.
Well, I like how it turns around, faces backwards now, and is still trying to chainsaw him.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. But it's awesome.
The movie is ridiculous.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
But he eventually gets that thing chopped up. He goes to take care of the head. And the head now is turned back into Linda. And it's just like pleading for him to help her and not to hurt her. He's just like, nope, I know where this is going. Screw ya. That's the end of that.
So now he's like, gotta, you know, expand my inventory. Goes in, gets the shotgun.
Yep, it's shotgun time now.
Finds the rocking chairs being creepy.
Like, one thing... He didn't even bother to try and, like, save his girlfriend. Like,
nope.
I mean, the minute he saw she was, like, undead, he's like, well, you're dead now.
Yeah.
Like, no, maybe I can reverse the stuff that's happening.
Yeah,
maybe
it's one of the few movies where that happens.
Yeah.
Like with your main protagonist.
Yeah, he's usually, like, fuck, that shouldn't work. Usually there's a way out where they can rescue some people, you know, that kind of stuff.
Or someone will die because, like, somebody thought they could rescue the person.
Yeah
we get some of that save later on, but...
So this is when he gets accosted by his own reflection. So.
Oh, yeah, right. he's looking in the mirror and he's just like, yeah, no, it's all right. I'm going to be all right. I'm fine. And then his other self just pops out and is like, the hell's wrong with you? You just killed your girlfriend. You're not fine. Mm. This is a problem.
So true as fuck, though. It was true as fuck.
So he puts on the Green Goblin mask and goes, wait, nope.
No, he realized, wrong, like, mirror scene. This is all... He started choking himself, but then he realized he's literally just choking himself. It's not the other him. It's just him. And he's like, okay, I'm just going crazy. This isn't happening.
His hand's like, nope, you are possessed.
Yep.
His hand starts going evil.
Yeah, the bite from Linda starts to get infected.
That happens to me all the time, too.
And...
Why am I doing this?
Well, this is what we see, what passes as a side plot in this movie with Annie and a guy who I don't think they ever say his name.
No.
He's just Blondor. And they meet Jake and Bobby Joe. And like,
well, the I don't even think they meet them yet. It's just them getting off a plane.
No, they got off the plane earlier, actually. We just skipped it.
Oh,
yeah.
Whichever. Okay.
Bottom line is, she's got some new pages in Necronomicon. She's got to go to the cabin.
Yeah. I thought
the Blondor guy was her brother.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't believe so.
No, I think there was only one kid.
Yeah.
No, didn't it show, like, any
picture
of the kid?
No, but a picture of her.
It was her and her father and mother.
Oh, so maybe it was...
I think it was her boyfriend or something. He said, like, I forget. Or
something. All right, whatever. Don't matter. All right.
It doesn't matter.
Bottom line, they're going to the cabin. The bridge is broken, but they know a trail to get there.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to the help of Bobby Joe and Jake.
Sure.
The guy that works for the city.
I think Jake was Blonder Dude.
Jake's Blonder.
Oh, Jake is Blonder.
Yeah, because in the credits, IMDb, it's just Luggage Monkey.
Luggage Monkey.
Wow. Like, legit, that's the credit he has in IMDb.
He's Luggage Monkey.
Luggage Monkey.
Sure, why not?
No protest for me.
His name never said, so.
All right. Never mind that. We got to skip to my favorite scene in the movie, where he's washing his possessed hand, and, you know, he lets his attention up for a sec, and the hand just creeps over by the sink, grabs a plate, smashes it over his head, and then you get a good 5 to 10 minutes of Bruce Campbell just kicking his own ass.
For sure.
One man Gary Busey
stage play. Yeah.
It's awesome.
He's it is very satisfying to watch.
He went through an entire set of fine chinas. Yeah. He did a flip onto the floor. Just smacking himself around.
Yeah.
He knocks himself out. He literally knocks himself out for a moment there.
Except for his hand.
Well, yeah, except the hand.
Creeping towards the cleaver.
Yep. Sees the cleaver on the ground. It's like, I think I know how to take care of this, which I'm not even sure what it was going to do once it got it.
Gonna slash his head open.
Yeah. Well, it can use the arm, sort of.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you cut the head off, and then what do you do? Do you get the control of the body? Is that how that works?
Take the soul. Once the body's dead, take the soul.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
That's all they wanted.
Either way.
Doesn't matter.
No, yeah.
Bruce Campbell gets a one-up on him. Just like, stabbed you, bitch.
Stabs his own hand.
Yeah, gets his hand.
And he's rocking a great crazy face.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like, I like how there's more emotion in him crying and wanting his hand back than when his girlfriend Linda, died. Yeah. And I get it. I get it.
Girlfriend's coming and go.
We've only been dating for 3 months. I've been dating my hand for about 6 years.
It would be since day one.
6 years.
I don't know when he started.
It's my ride or die.
It's a late bloomer.
Since day one, you've been with me. Yeah. Got me through all the bad times.
16 years.
Yeah. So either way, he takes the damn chainsaw and cuts his hand off.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, blood goes everywhere.
All over his face.
All over his face. And I like how it's okay. You just cut your hand off, fine. Just wrap it in a little bandage, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially since you very obviously have a nice hand
and yeah.
bandage.
Yeah.
Nice oily suddenly, kitchen towel.
Your bandaged arm is longer than your other arm.
And there's a
I'll look into that.
Fist shape protrusion
yeah.
on the end of it. Yeah, you know.
That's all good. We got bigger things to worry about because there's now a hand on the loose.
Well.
Why is that dumbass, to worry about?
First off, it was staked to the floor, and then that doesn't work. But he puts it under a bucket, and he holds it in place with a farewell to arms.
Yeah.
And this thing just goes on a rampage, skittering about, giving him the finger.
Yeah, it's just running about the floor, really, like a little rodent, and he's firing the gun at it, and he's not really doing much. He laughs at it because it gets a finger caught in a mouse trap, and that's when it gives him the finger back. And then finally just it climbs to one part of the wall. He's listening intently and takes a shot at it and seems to hit. The wall starts bleeding.
So much blood.
And like, then...
like, it's just blood's coming out of everywhere, like a swimming pool worth of blood. And it's like, we're out of red blood. He's like, fuck it, black blood, whatever. Yeah.
That happens a few times in the movie, too. Like,
it's like, who wants a drink from the fire hose? Well, actually, for what it's worth, one of the comments I read was apparently they were trying to mix up the blood as to avoid an R rating, which so didn't work.
Yeah.
You what?
And then they just play a shot in reverse and all the blood goes back in the wall.
Yeah, well, you know, like you do.
Yeah.
Well, because unfortunately, Rob, you got to realize that if you kill a bunch of things and green blood comes out, it's not human, so no one gives a shit how violent it is.
Right.
But if you kill a bunch of things and red blood comes out, it seems human, you get an R rating.
Right. But he just put a chainsaw through his girlfriend's head.
That wasn't on camera.
As long as green blood came out, no
one
cared.
It was just a shadow.
You know, you're not wrong.
Or so they thought. They didn't do it well enough, but anyway.
Just like on TV, you can say the word ass and you can say the word hole. Put them together, you get bleep.
Unless you're Comedy Central.
Yeah. Right.
Figure that one out. Mm-hmm. All right. So, he's now just kind of curled up on the floor, freaking out because of everything that's happened. When suddenly the place just decides to have a good laugh.
Everything's laughing.
Yeah, at this point. If I hadn't already killed myself by this point, because I'm pretty sure I would have if I was in this movie by now, this would be the point where I would just lose it. I'd be like, I'm one of you now. We're all buddies now because I'm one of you. Like,
if you want,
I'm broken.
You don't need to take my soul. You got it.
If you want to talk to me about animal puppets, I mean, that deer head on the wall.
Yeah.
That was some classy animal puppetry.
Oh, for sure. It was spectacular. So, yeah, we're all just having a good laugh.
And Bruce Campbell's doing his thing. Like, he's losing his shit.
Oh, yeah. And he's making some fantastic faces.
And this is when he gets basically a knock at the front door, right?
Yep.
Yeah. He fires a shotgun.
In all fairness, though.
Yeah. I would have done the same.
Well, they were in North Carolina. That's,
yeah, yeah. That is the correct response for what's been happening to him today.
Yeah. North Carolina be damned. Like, yeah, after everything is happening like this, yeah, I'm shooting at anything that moves. Yeah. That's fine.
Except for the lamp that's laughing
anything
at
me. Anything that implies movement.
Or the deer head. Or the bucket.
He knew that wouldn't do anything. Yeah.
Well, they were laughing. That's all good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
they're having a good time.
Yeah. But once something comes knocking, fuck you. I don't know what comes next, but fuck it.
And poor Bobby Joe. She just gets... Just every scene.
Something abuse. Somehow?
Yeah. I mean, I guess she got nicked.
She got shot in the convenience.
But she got better.
She did get shot in the convenience. Yes. When they finally open the door, she's holding her like bicep. And then later, she's got a wound like on her neck. I'm like, what? And like I said, she got hit by the I want attention gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did.
So,
and it worked.
Yeah, Jake and Luggage Monkey just charge in there, beat Ash up.
Yeah, they do.
Throw him in the cellar.
Ash has put up a good fight for a while there, considering he has one hand. But, yeah,
well, he has his crazy strength right now. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets knocked out and dragged into the cellar, locked in there.
That's the funny thing. Like, you would think with the adrenaline he must have going through his body, aside from the fact that he's probably going into shock.
Yeah, he's lost a lot of blood.
Yeah.
He'd be able to just, like, bench press both of those guys.
Well, I think that explains why he can still function after falling down the stairs and breaking, like, 7 stairs and busting through a wall.
Yeah.
Like, he's able to function because he's all hyped up on adrenaline.
So this is when we find out, they play the tape some more and find out that Henrietta went mad, tried to kill the professor.
He's like, I shouldn't have read what I read out loud. At least it's evil.
We also now know that Anna, with these pages, is the daughter of the couple that was living here.
I buried her in the earthen floor of the fruit cellar.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
Fruit cellar.
Right.
I didn't know that was a thing.
That's a thing.
Okay.
That's a thing. That's what you put fruit in the cellar to later can and jar fruit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I learned something.
Or rather, you can and jar the fruit and put it in.
I learned something new.
It's debatable how good of a fruit cellar this was, but.
Well, it's got a rotting person.
Yeah, by the time we see it, anything goes. So.
Fairly well preserved.
Yeah.
Good point.
Better preserved than Linda.
Linda was, yeah. Mm. But. Yeah, sure enough, as we hear this news, we see a rotting, gross Ted Raimi come out of the ground.
He could have just...
Yeah.
Here's Johnny.
He was like, I'm going to swallow your soul.
I want to eat your brains. So he just comes out. He's, coming after Bruce Campbell. She's coming out. Right, Henrietta.
So they... And I would have still left him down there, but they let him out.
Well, I think Anna realizes what's going on, and she actually feels bad, so she they pull him out just in time for Henrietta to go full-on Large Marge on us. Mm-hmm. Her face distorts, she gets a giraffe neck thing going on, whatever, long arms. And
puppet.
Yeah, it's a big puppet,
It was full puppet.
I like that.
Never go full puppet.
She shoves her face between the floor and the trap door, and like Bruce Campbell's just jumping on it. You want to take this one, Rob?
So, he's jumping up and down on her head, and an eyeball pops out of Henrietta's skull. I can't. Somebody else.
It flies right at Bobby Joe's mouth, and she's like, "It's about ball shaped." Oh,
it's a little salty.
So
she swallows it right now. Which my one complaint with the movie is that never pays off in the movie. Because you would think that would be like a seed to some other evil. It never pays off in the movie.
Like, you'd think she would get possessed.
Yeah.
She spits it out. She doesn't swallow it.
They don't show it. No, she swallowed it.
They don't really show it, so we don't know, I guess. It does seem to be implied she swallows.
She goes off camera with the
ball in her mouth.
No, not the ball. The nerves. It's supposed to be the nerves, but it's obviously the part they had to put on the end for the string to hold it while it was flying through the air. But that's still sticky. I assume she spit it out, but who knows?
Yeah. Regardless, Yeah, we know, we realize this guy might not be so bad. He didn't kill the parents. Apparently, the father killed the mother and buried her in the cellar. He's MIA, and this guy's just dealing with a whole bunch of crazy that got let loose.
Now, at some point, I think it was in this fight that Jake got, like, thrown against the wall or something. Yeah. So yes. Now he's on the couch.
His head got cracked open. Put a big-ass hole in the wall.
Yep.
And, yeah.
So he's kind of recovering on the couch there.
But now the Crash Zoom spirit just comes in through the window. And he gets all fright-zoned and stands up. I think he's floating now, right?
Yeah, he's floating in the air. Yeah. Which, again, I would have picked Bobby Joe for that because she had the thing inside her, but whatever.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Wait, too.
But Jake or Luggage Man?
Jake at this point.
Blondor. Yeah. Blondor. Well, that's... We think his name is Jake. We think the guy with no teeth is Luggage Monkey.
Okay.
Could be the other way around. I thought
it was the other way around. I'm sorry.
We don't really know. It doesn't
matter.
It doesn't. They...
Let's call him Slacks and Overalls. That's what we should call him.
Okay.
All right, so Slacks, he's all possessed. Okay. Decides to just bite off a big chunk of Bobby Joe's hair.
Yeah, he's got a big old gobbly face. He's eating hair. He's you know, they're all going on about we're going to eat your souls and join us and whatnots. Yeah, how do we resolve this part?
Oh, they just chopped the shit out of him with an axe.
Right. So, oh, right. I didn't forget. Because Bruce, Ash runs out. They think that he's abandoned them, but he just comes back with an axe and just cuts the fuck out of this guy. Mm-hmm.
Again.
Is this Green Blood?
Yeah, yes. Green Blood.
Yep.
Again, it's like, not even bother trying to tie you up and rescue you. Nope. You are dead. You have been tainted.
If he didn't save his girlfriend, he's not going to save random dumb blonde guy. Fuck
but like,
that.
No, but even... She Anna is like, that's Jake. No, yeah. Like, no. She's like, kill him.
Kill it with fire.
Which I get. Yeah. I get it. Like,
I was going to break up with him anyway. Yeah, do it now.
I get it. I mean, like, real talk. If that shit happened right now, y'all motherfuckers are dead.
Yep. Yep. I will say, actually, to be fair, we also, I believe, first get the part where her mother is back to normal and singing lullabies, and she's just like, fuck it, that's not my mother. So she seems to have realized once this happens, it's done.
Well, that's later, though, isn't it?
Well, no. She did sing the lullaby to her when she was locked in the cellar.
Yeah, because that's what sets off the spirit taking Jake's body.
Yeah, she's like, that's not my mom. Fuck that.
He's also screaming, Dead by Dawn.
Dead by Dawn! Dead by Dawn!
Yeah.
Which actually is one of the alternate names for this. Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn.
Now we get what I could only guess is stall tactics on Sam Raimi's part, where it's just weird camera angles and noises.
Uh-huh.
And the four of them looking around.
That's suspense, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I think we also determined this is probably where something would have happened had they had a budget, but
since they didn't. Or a script.
Yeah.
I imagine there being like panels in like with the writer's room, and it literally will just say suspense every time it goes to things. It's suspense, and it's suspense. It says it on the panel.
I don't think that happened at all. I think they literally just were like, all right, let's grab some people, let's grab a camera, we'll make the puppets as we go.
He's like, fuck it, I'll write it in the car, let's go.
Film the scene.
Well, I imagine it was probably like, all right, can we add the hand in later for this? No, we don't have the money for that. Okay, what about a rat? Nope, don't have the money for that. Fuck it, we'll just leave the noise. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Sam Raimi's like, fuck it, we'll do it live. I'll write it, we'll do it live.
God, all right, you guys are all together. What would be cool? The mom comes back as a monster. All right. Somebody start sculpting that modeling clay over there.
I picture, like, because the sound was added afterwards, I pictured when they're filming the scenes, he's going, woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Like a tennis ball on a pole, raising that around, going like, ooh.
See, I'm picturing pretty much just the equivalent of like a blind man's cane. He's just tapping it against shit. Like, look over here. Now look over here. But there's just noises happening. Yeah. I'm like, ooh. Scary.
You're scared, I think. Or maybe you have to go to the bathroom. Just make a face.
Fuck it. Let's listen to the tape some more. Finds out that their salvation lies in the passages from the Book of the Dead that, what was her name? Jean?
Anna.
Yeah, is bringing back.
Well, I believe some mystical force face comes out.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
So in the other room, some noises happen. And then, like, so Ashley, I'm going to go check it out. And I'm like, why the fuck are you in another room? We hear noises. You're all in the same room together.
That's true.
Ain't nothing else in there. But this time, something good was in the other room
to
let them know.
I guess.
I mean, like, it was the remember spirit. The
Kiss Army.
I think it was the father's.
The spirit of the father.
Yeah, the father's spirit saying, fix what I've done. The passage that she brought with her, because plot says she had to bring him with her.
Yeah.
Read those and it'll release, it'll bind it or whatever.
Well, yeah, I believe it's one will make it flesh and the other will open a portal you can just kind of shove it through.
Yeah, but he didn't
which
say
is
that.
Not a like, great example.
They read it and it says that, but all he says is those right. Can fix this.
Yeah, that
little did he know there's a Monster Squad style portal. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It really was.
Yeah.
All right, so.
But now Bobby Joe is like, hold my hand, portal.
You're holding my hand too tight.
Yeah, that's it. And he's like, I'm not holding your hand at all.
Which is fucked up because they show him hold her hand before.
Yeah. But it's a dead hand. Got in there again somehow. So she just freaks the fuck out and bolts. She's friends with the forest.
She's had enough.
Yeah, she's gone.
Mm-hmm. We see a bunch of tree ends kind of get a hold of her. And
yeah.
The scene's a pretty long scene. Like,
yeah.
And it doesn't pay off. Another one with her. Like, she was wrapped up in vines and sucked into a tree, whatever. I would have hoped that she would have come back as, like, a tree monster at some point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think this was alluding to something that happened in the first movie, but, like, again, trying to perhaps avoid that super harsh rating or whatever, they cut some things out.
Sometimes you just can't put tree rape in a movie.
Yes.
Unless it's Japan.
Wait, there was tree rape in the first one?
The first one, yeah. Full-on penetration.
And it makes her into a monster.
Pants off.
I think she was wearing a skirt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Like, come on, titty.
I think you might see titty.
I think so. No, it's there's nothing sexy about it.
No,
it's just horrible.
Than a shirtless woman getting
by a tree. Yeah.
Japan. Yep. Sorry.
You say that like it's a reason.
It's a reason of Japan.
It's an explanation. It's not a justification.
For anyone out there listening in Japan,
they're not.
I'm partially sorry, but more importantly, can you explain this phenomenon? Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, the tree kills her.
Yeah.
I guess, sort of. It pulls her towards another tree, and then it just cuts.
Yeah, it cuts away. Never to be seen from again.
The torso takes silver.
I mean, she could have been dragged through the woods by Draco overhead. Mm.
This is also one, judging from what I heard about the plot line, where it was treasure hunters. Supposedly, it was supposed to be one of them that ran out there, and he got ripped into pieces by this tree. So I'm assuming that's roughly what happened to her. Mm-hmm. We just didn't have the budget or rating or whatever to show it.
So Cletus is getting all antsy.
Yes.
Yeah, he loses his mind.
Yeah, he's like, where'd she go? What happened to her?
Ashley, look, if she ran in the forest, she's dead.
Yeah. And she ran in the forest.
Let's go. Let's figure this the fuck out so we can stop this madness.
Check out this page with a little picture of me back in the year 1300.
But he was, but Cletus is like, do you see my face? Do you understand what it took to get a piece like that?
Yeah, it's crazy time.
Like, I can't do it.
Yeah. That really was his motivation. It's like, she was hot. I am me.
That's the only one of those I'm ever
going to. Yeah, I have no idea how that worked, but it's not happening again.
I've never even seen her naked. It's a one and done. Yeah, it's time for Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see Ash's nephew's third grade picture of him.
Or about as well as I can draw a picture.
Excuse me, that was some of Ted Raimi's finest work.
Was it?
I don't know.
You draw it in the fat suit?
Maybe? I don't know.
Now I'm just picturing Ted Raimi in a remake of This Doubt.
Oh dear God.
That's kind of funny though.
Undead Henrietta suit.
That's also funny. Yeah.
Not any less terrifying than the actual Mrs. Doubtfire.
I just love my kids so much.
So overalls here.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a shotgun. He's like, we're going outside. We're looking for her.
Yeah. He's also like, you know what? Fuck your pages and tosses them in the cellar.
Yeah, like an asshole.
Like, I know these could potentially solve all the problems we're dealing with here.
Which, yeah, particularly like the, I'm not going to give you time to say your shit and potentially stop this evil and then go look for her in the woods. No, we're doing that now, and I'm tossing these in the garbage.
Yeah, even in crazy mode, I would have been like, I'm putting these in my pocket. You can have them back when I'm satisfied.
Because he says like we'll do this afterwards. My motherfucker just threw it in the basement with the monster. Yeah. Like, what afterwards are you planning? Like,
That would be good if the mother just showed back up and was just like, but not now, bitches.
Do you understand what will happen if we rescue her? That is third base at least.
I'm sure to see something.
Might not be hers, but something.
So then, yeah.
I'm gonna get a look at that snatch.
Wow.
Patton Oswalt. Yep. I mean, all right. Anyway.
Well, that makes it better. Yeah. cribbing a comedian, that totally is.
More Crash Zoom spirit time for like the 100th time this movie.
Yeah.
Now it's...
We're out in the woods. He gets into a tussle. Overalls gets into a tussle with Ash and Anna. We get some crazy shaky cam coming at them. And what do you know? It snatches Ash.
Mm-hmm. He just beats the shit out of Overalls.
He sure does. I believe Anna goes running back into the house. And she's freaking out because Ash is coming after her all gross, monster-y style.
He's all possessed, buddy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She grabs the dagger. They have some ceremonial dagger. Where did this dagger
come from?
If you noticed when they had the flashback of the father finding the mm-hmm. book with his wife and daughter, the dagger was next to the book in that temple that they found it in.
Very observant, right?
But they don't show it in the house until mm-hmm. now. Like, you don't see it in the house until this point.
This is, again, it gets mucky, but in the first one, it is part of this, and I believe it's used to help get the spirits out. But anyway, she now has this crazy-looking dagger thing because she's the shadow, I guess. I don't know. But she's ready to defend herself when she hears a noise, and somebody's coming through the door, so she just stabs him, and it turns out it's Overalls.
Mm-hmm.
He is gutted.
He done been gut shot.
Yeah. So now he's just freaking out on the floor like, I'm bleeding. And this is when Ash shows up again. And he's, you know, making monstery faces. And she decides she really needs to close the door even though he's in the window. So she just starts slamming it on Overalls.
Several times.
So many times.
He's like, ow! Ow!
She stops to try and pull him in, but doesn't fully get him in and just starts shutting it again. Like, what the hell, lady? But yeah, she finally gets him in.
Drags him to the main room.
Yep. He's bitching and moaning all the way. It's like, just take this thing out of me. It'll be fine. Like, no, it won't.
But... it's the only thing he's holding you together.
Oh, that's like the worst wound, too, because it's like serrated on all sides.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Yeah, you're not stitching that wound closed.
Yeah, like, oh, man. But you don't have to at this point because she flops him down on the floor. It's right next to that cellar door.
Yep.
Henrietta takes care of the rest.
Sort of does. Which is funny because, like, she drags him in. It's chained. The door's chained down. But there's enough room for, like, a body to be dragged through it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why don't you just fucking leave the basement if you had that much room?
Yeah.
You're called out. Like,
well, she was fat.
Well, yeah, true.
But he was fat, too. Well,
yeah, but I think there's all. I mean, it's very possible she couldn't have fit through the door. But I also think there's a large element of, like, I probably could, but I like fucking with you. Because
mm-hmm.
this entity doesn't seem to have any problems dealing with him, really.
Right.
So. And, yeah, so much blood.
Yeah.
Like a whole, you know, like, fire hose of blood.
Yep. Yeah.
Gout.
It's just spraying, what's her, Anna?
Yeah.
Spraying Anna down.
It has the appearance that at this point the entire basement has flooded in blood.
Yeah, it's like a geyser.
Yeah.
So Ash comes back in, and he's coming out of his possession.
Well, first he's just fucking possessed. Things up, but then he finds the necklace of Linda.
Oh yeah, that's right. He gives her a good body
slam first.
True.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah, so then he finds his dead girlfriend's necklace and was like, oh, that's right, I killed her. That calms me down, I guess.
And he's not believing that, though. Takes a bunch of swings at him with the fire.
Which is fair. Yeah. That's fucking fair.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I'm okay. And I like the pause for a sec. He's like, I'm okay. You see the axe comes in.
To be fair, like, my mother said that before, Blondor boyfriend said something similar, like, nope, I'm not trusting this shit, you guys are evil, you're evil, and that's it. So yeah, she's trying to kill him, but eventually she calms down, and he's just like, listen, we need you to read these passages to do that. She starts doing it. Or no, I'm sorry, well, first he needs to get the pages.
Yeah.
So first we need to gear up.
Back to the shed.
Back to the shed. We outfit this chainsaw to be his arm, basically.
Yeah. Gets himself a harness so he can pull the cord on his own.
Yeah, yep. With one hand.
Straight A-team style. Like it.
Yep. Get a little holster for that shotgun on his back. Mm-hmm. Cut off the barrels, because why not? And he's ready to roll.
And he's gone from Ash from that movie to Ash TM from Army of Darkness. Mm-hmm. Buy the NECA action figure today.
Yeah.
That one.
I'm still not really sure why she doesn't do anything to this effect.
Because she's a woman.
She's not the one going down the stairs.
It's not my opinion. Listen.
Or totally sober Rob.
Again, I didn't say it was an excuse. But that's the reason.
So anyway, he is now geared up and ready to go in the basement. So he goes down there and has a little tussle with Henrietta.
Well, has a tussle with a skeleton by the water heater.
Oh, right.
And this basement is like a fucking sewer. Like, it's like a whole, like, dungeon down there.
It really is.
Like, it's definitely bigger than the house.
Seems that way.
Hmm. Yeah. Tussle. Oh, well, this is when I was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And like a skeleton pops out.
Yeah. First he's following a noise, but it's just some mold pipes. And then a skeleton pops out at him. He's like, oh, that's freaky and fucked up.
A spoopy skeleton pops out? Like it
was
style?
It was what's his face's the
oh the redneck?
Right? Yeah, the redneck. No, the redneck. Overalls. He's had overalls on. Yeah. And some blood residue on the skeleton.
Yep.
He's like, well, screw this. I'm just going to grab these pages and go. But when he's on the stairs, whoop, he goes right on through. Because Henrietta snatched him.
Snatch grab.
At least she doesn't do, like, that tendon cut, like in Pet Cemetery or
Critters. Which, like people, if you ever build a house and you build a basement.
Yeah, please.
Like,
yeah, don't build stairs like
that. Always build stairs that are solid.
Yeah.
Don't have the opening thing in it because, that's just asking for trouble. Like, you're asking to get pulled underneath.
Yeah. That's where gremlins live, damn it.
Yeah, like, you make a little closet there, you put Harry Potter in that, but you block that shit off.
Yeah.
So stuff can't grab your ankles.
I mean, if you want a monster under your stairs, it can be in the little scary door under the stairs.
Yeah.
You can have a little grate, you can look at it, you can reach its hand out and stuff.
No, don't reach its hand out.
I think...
What? I'm saying if you have to have a monster under your stairs.
If you don't want it reaching its hand out.
No, only a little bit. It's a little monster. Lives under the stairs.
Yeah. But until it gets...
You can do high fives.
Yeah.
Until it gets a little shard of glass... And then
I think he means on the side of the stairs, not like where you're walking up.
Where do you mean this grate?
No, I mean the stairs are solid. There's a little door on the side of the stairs that lives under the stairs, Harry Potter style.
Okay. Can you put like a fire extinguisher up to this grate and
spray fire?
Okay.
You have myrtle holes. You can stab swords in there if you have to.
Yeah. Also, I would like to clarify. First floor under the stairs, going upstairs, Harry Potter. If we're putting a basement kind of dwelling like this, this is like Howie Mandel and Little Monsters or something there. A totally different animal.
Akio Hentai. Japan.
All right, got me. Okay. That's what I feel like. Okay.
So. Henrietta just beats the hell out of Ash for a
while.
Sure
does.
Here.
Yeah.
Knocks him through the stairs and knocks him unconscious.
And knocked the wind out of me. Because honestly, like when I saw this big like gearing up scene, I was like, all right, now he's going to kick some ass.
Yep.
Immediately gets his ass handed to him.
And he's caught off guard.
Well, he just got the stuff. He's got to develop his proficiencies.
I guess
right.
So.
Right.
See, we don't get into it too much here, but this is just a little boy named Ashley who didn't really know how to defend himself at first.
Yeah.
And he's learning real fast.
I mean, like, in all fairness, when you have an unusual weapon, you have to, you know, get experience to be able to buy the slot to be able to use it.
Yeah.
You know, you have it, you don't know how to use it well yet.
When you've lost probably more than half of your blood already.
Fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, Henrietta comes busting through the floor, and she's ready to fuck shit up. She starts messing with Anna. She's floating around on the ceiling. She's slapping her around.
Floating around on the ceiling. Well,
from the ceiling.
She is
sweating all over the place.
Spitting around.
Harnessed to a one solid point on the ceiling and not moving from that spot.
At this point, she's all like gross and like rotted, so she
looks, yeah, it's bad.
Looks like a boomer from Left 4 Dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Boomer hooked up to your ceiling fan.
Yep.
Yes.
Just spinning around like an asshole.
Which I'm surprised there was no vomit in this movie.
Yeah. That's a good point.
They couldn't afford to put chunks in anything.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
So finally Ash gets up from the cellar, and this part's pretty badass.
Yeah, he starts fighting Henrietta. She morphs into her ultimate form, I guess.
Long-necked
thing.
Violator.
Yeah. Yeah. Long-necked chimpanzee creature. Yeah, whatever this was.
It's like E.T. Extend on neck.
Whatever Todd McFarlane jerks off to. Japan! Anyway. So... Yeah, so here's where we actually get something kind of cool.
Yeah, they're going at each other. He just keeps punching this thing in the face till finally Anna starts singing the lullaby. She distracts her long enough for Ash to be like, nope, fuck this shit. Cuts her arms off and then cuts her head off.
I got chainsaw hand.
Right. Yeah, so if you're punching something in the face, why wouldn't you punch it with your chainsaw hand?
Suspense? Like,
yeah.
That's... Now you're stretching it.
Yeah, just like the neck.
Yeah. Like Brian said, he's not proficient with it yet.
Well, he gets pretty good pretty fast, though, because he does dismember her, decapitate her.
Yeah, dismember meaning...
It was a stall tactic where you make the battle take so long, you have to wait till next week so you get experience. Then the next week, I'm spending on this. Not that I've ever done that in a game, Joe. I don't do that.
Gotta wait for all your buffs to proc. Yeah. So,
no, I know you've never done that because we've never needed help stalling.
Yeah, ever. Got plenty of other players who take care of that.
Where are we? So
she's just her head's writhing around on the floor, going like, "I'm gonna eat your soul! I'm gonna eat your soul!
Swallow your soul!
Swallow your soul!"
There's a girl there. I'm gonna do her. So Ash cuts Henrietta's limbs off. And these things,
it's just somebody off the side of the camera throwing an arm.
It's they're not throwing. They're on strings.
They're just slowly being pulled across the camera.
They are having the gentlest ride of their life. Mm-hmm. You know, post Mr. Henrietta's death, of course. so she's dead.
It's like... I do like the scene where they finish her off.
I'm sorry. Yes, please.
Like, you know, yelling, swallow your soul, swallow your soul, swallow your soul. What's his one-liner?
Swallow this. Mm-hmm. Just fires the sawed-off shotgun in her face.
And she explodes. Well, her head explodes.
Her head explodes.
Like a real explosion.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like...
mm-hmm. Like a ripe pumpkin full of sparklers.
Which is probably what it was. Yep.
I believe Anna is now trying to complete this spell that she started.
Well, she realizes, I only read the first part. Which
why?
Because they heard noises and stuff.
Yeah.
Which unleashes, makes it be physical in the real world.
We see that takes the form of, there's a bunch of trees that were smashing through the side of this cabin while she was trying to do this. And now there's a big old face in the doorway that's just like, hey, I'm going to eat you. And another tree hand that's coming through the side door, because why not?
It would have been cool if that tree was Bobby Joe. Would have been cool, I'm just saying.
Yep. But instead we get Day of the Triffids and the Happening all at once.
Yeah.
If it was just Bobby Joe's face, is that giant face coming through the door.
Look like a freaking New Orleans float.
I'm the queen of Mardi Gras, y'all.
And Annie's trying to finish her incantation here, but she gets shanked by the evil hand.
Yep. Damn evil hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, backstabbed.
With the special dagger, too. Mm-hmm. So Ash is being pulled into the mouth of this creature with the giant tree hand. She's dying on the floor, but she finally gets out like the last little bit of whatever for the incantation and opens up this portal through time.
And Ash is like, oh yeah, I have a chainsaw hand. Stabs the demon in the eye with that.
Yep.
And that's blue blood.
Yep.
Comes out.
It's blue.
Okay. It's an original demon. It's purebred.
So, you know, if it's the 2010s, you have that beam shooting up into the sky, opening like a portal.
Yeah.
If it's like the late 80s, you just have a suck hole opening.
Oh, yeah.
In the air.
Yeah. Like the Marvel franchise did not invent the sky anus.
No.
They fired the beam of energy into it.
Well, I mean, Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
To be fair, I believe the Marvel franchise did, but they did it in the comics ages ago, and it's just been going on and growing ever since.
That's fair.
But...
it's Sky Anus.
So yeah, this portal opens up. It sucks Ash's car in. It starts sucking some of these trees in. Sucks
the demon away.
Finally, yeah, gets the demon away. And he's like, all right, we're doing good, but wait, no, it's still open. It's still sucking. Like, why do you turn this off?
Okay, no.
And it's not there to complete this.
Van Helsing flew by and gave him the thumbs up.
Yeah, I was going to say, stole my line.
little girl tossed a teddy bear at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that got me. So, yeah, he just gets sucked in there. He's trying his best, but he gets sucked into this portal. Finds himself dropped in the middle of God knows where.
A Ren Fair.
Well, yeah.
Where everyone apparently swapped armor for some reason, because none of it fits anyone.
No. Well, one of the knights that didn't open his helmet was Sam Raimi himself. So,
great.
Mm-hmm. There you go. But yeah, it's a bunch of knights, and they're about to kill Ash because they think he's one of these deadites. Until they see one of them comes flying around. He just gets up and blows its face off with a sawed-off shotgun.
Take that, crazy stop-motion flying witch thing.
Yeah. And now everyone's like, yay, warrior who fell from the sky. And he now realizes he was the thing in that painting. And he's cursing the world. Yeah.
And they're all hailing him.
Hooray.
Fade to blech. And that's Evil Dead 2 from 1987.
All right, so on RottenTomatoes.com, critics gave this a score of 98%, and audience gave this a score of 89%. That is what the people seem to think of this. But what is your personal thoughts and or recommendations, Brian?
This movie is entertaining as fuck to me. Like, I still like it a lot, and I'd recommend you watching it. Like, it's ridiculous, and it's kind of ridiculous where, like, you realize immediately what it is. You just enjoy the ride, because it's worth it. Like, I would say watch this. Watch it with friends. Watch it by yourself. Laugh. You don't have to pay attention to all of it, because you're going to miss stuff from laughing anyway. Like, but it's just, I enjoyed the fuck out of this movie.
Okay. Rob?
I'm not the biggest fan of Sam Raimi's, like, style overall. I'm going to give this a not recommend. Just because I feel like, and even though I haven't seen it in a long time, I feel like Army of Darkness is, like, way better, and this doesn't need to be watched to, like, enjoy that. This just seemed like a whole lot of chaos and noise to me, and I didn't really get that much out of it. Like, I'm not going to say it's bad, and I'm not going to tell you not to watch it if you're interested, but I'm not going to say, like, you have to go out and see this. So I think for me personally, it just doesn't hit my, like, movie taste buds. So.
Okay. Joe.
This movie's friggin' magical. No, I love it. I guess it had more of a budget than I thought, but I was going to say no budget movie. I was impressed by what they were able to do. Bruce Campbell, who is not a good actor by any means, is somehow the perfect man for this performance. And the movie, it's 83 minutes long, I think, including the credits, goes by in a breeze. It takes like 2 minutes to get started and then never gets off the gas once it goes. I thoroughly enjoy it. Just the scene alone of Bruce Campbell beating himself up is like one of my favorite scenes. But like, you know, the chainsaw hand, cutting up Henrietta, you know, all that stuff, good times.
Okay. Yeah, totally on board with all of that. Like, I love this movie. I own all three of these movies. I do think Army of Darkness is probably the best of them, but that's also because at that point, Sam Raimi has refined, his abilities a little better by then. This is clearly, you know, if you watch the first one and watch this one, you can see, like, some learning steps he's taken, things, you know, that they had to go through to figure stuff out. But overall, like, it's fun. It's goofy and ridiculous, but kind of scary, but not totally. And it's awesome. And I mean, hell, I own a copy. I own the copy that looks like the Necronomicon. It's got the rubbery face on it and everything. So yeah, a total recommend for me.
I will say, I think us reviewing this movie hasn't done it justice in that there's not a lot of dialogue or a lot of plot. So just talking about it doesn't really convey the awesomeness.
Not at all.
Yeah, you really really have to see it.
Yeah. It's just, you're looking for something that's a little scary, but really goofy and fun. Like, it's totally worth watching. So, all right. That's 3 out of 4 recommends. So, well, we'll just say it's a recommend for Evil Dead 2. What will you have up next on the docket here, Brian?
It's that time of the show where we
cry.
Roll that D20. Well, we usually cry. Sometimes we don't, though. Roll that D20 of fate and see what we get to watch next. And I believe it's my turn. So let's give this a go. Charging this bitch up. 17.
Hmm.
Be something good.
Okay. Well, 17 is 1996, Escape from L.A.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
That's all right. A movie.
It's been a while.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It's not Escape from New York.
No.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's not.
Yeah. There's quite a difference.
Okay. It's not.
Prepare for Kurt Russell playing full court basketball against himself.
Is that like a metaphor?
No, it actually happens.
Okay. Yeah. He's also, surfing on a giant tidal wave?
Well, hey, it wasn't Super Mario Brothers, which was also on the list. Yeah. So, let's just take
That's still on this list? We didn't put it on the fail list?
No.
I thought we put it on the fail list.
No, I've asked. No. Okay, no. Anyway, that's going to do it for this episode, guys. If you'd like to get a hold of us, if you'd like to tell me that I'm worse than Hitler for not recommending your favorite movie,
wow.
Go ahead and write in at the4ampodcast@gmail.com. That's the4ampodcast@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Facebook or Twitter at 4ampodcast. Always happy to hear from you with any questions, comments, stories, or recommendations you may have. Other than that, that's about it.
Also, write in. Let us know what is one of your favorite movies that one of your friends doesn't like.
Yeah, let's...
I'm sure other people out there have movies that they love, but they have a friend or friends that don't like it.
Or a movie that you hate and all your friends love.
That's probably a better talking point.
Either way.
Than just like, yeah, one of my friends is an asshole about this movie.
Wow, that's not how I meant it, but all right. So anyway, I think that will do it.
That's just how he meant it. That's just how he meant it.
That's exactly what I meant. Which one of your friends is a douche detractor for your favorite films?
9 out of 10 times is John.
Yeah. Well, that was so not where I wanted this to go. All right. So.
Yeah, but he knows it. So.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, that
podcast over. Bye, everybody.
Deuces.
Adios.
Good night.
Dead by dawn. 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 Dead by dawn.
Escape from LA. Suck it, losers.